Oh, I know what direction to go. This guy has to be an absolute monster. I'm sure of it. Give me Waluigi at center.
Oh, damn.
That guy has to be tall.
Dude, let's see. How tall?
I swear to God, if he's like 5'6", I'm going to lose my mind. That guy has to be tall.
The data put Waluigi at 7'7".
That is a center. Is episode 200 of Left Side Heavy the podcast, the 40th installment of KBNR. Big episode for the boys. Hey, and I believe this is your 100th episode on Left Side Heavy. I think you came on for the 100th, if I'm not mistaken. Or did you come? No, you were on the 100th episode, but I don't know if you were co-host yet.
No, I don't think so.
All right, moving on.
maybe doing some research would have been good for that one. Yeah,
that's not our thing here. We prep notes. We also just said we're gonna do two drafts today, for a 200th episode. I think it's gonna be a good one. But the thing is, we only know one of them. Both of us are gonna do a draft where we haven't prepared for it, and it's gonna be very interesting. It's gonna be probably a hard listen, but. We did just record episode 199 prior to this, so I already know how you're doing, but for the premise of the show, how's it going?
It's going, man. Like you said, just recording the episode, and I don't really want to talk about my day again.
Yeah, please don't. It was more so just asking to be nice.
Yes. As I try and scramble an idea for another thing to do.
Yeah, we'll figure it out as we go. We'll figure it out as we go. But I say we kind of cut the bullshit, get right into it. Actually, let me ask you this. I'm going to just assume, based off of numbers and memory, I think you've been on this show for about 70 episodes. I want to say you came on around episode 130. I think around this time last year, you came on.
Yeah, sounds about right. I feel like I've been on, for probably around like 70, 80 episodes.
Yeah, I think that kind of makes sense with how many we upload, roughly 5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Liking this so far? Sick of me? I mean, like, we've been boys forever. So
yeah, I don't think I'll ever get sick of you, actually. So,
aww.
I know. What can I say?
I'm actually getting paid under the table to do this with you, so that's the only reason.
Now, see, now I had to ask who the hell is paying you.
Yeah. I got my people.
Yeah, okay.
Shay pays
them away from me, please.
Yeah, Shay pays me so that you go into your closet for the...
Makes sense.
2 hours a week. Yeah. Or I guess 2 extra hours a week because you do all your gaming in there anyway. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, emphasis on gay.
Because you do come out of there. So,
yeah. Yes.
Yes. All right. Let's do our due diligence and get into this. Let's not waste any time. But we're going to be drafting cereals. For this to just do a little 7-round back-to-back drafting of cereals. Question head, are we doing snake style or linear?
Let's just do back and forth.
Yeah, I think that makes the most linear sense for two people.
Yeah.
So why don't we do the old Siri heads or tails? Hey, all Siri. Right. Heads or tails?
Heads. Uh-huh.
Hey Siri, heads or tails?
It's heads. By the way, if you have another request,
shut up. Siri.
In fact, I don't have another request. Please shut the hell up.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Hayden. You got first pick.
All right, give me Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, that was... I knew that one was coming.
Yeah.
That's a automatic cereal for sure. And the kind of funny thing with this is that there's a lot of these cereals I can't have anymore because of my gluten allergy, but I still remember
the taste
of it. And CTC was my first pick as well. Mm-hmm. I can't have it, but man, do I ever remember the glory of it. And it was just phenomenal. Just simply phenomenal. But
awesome.
This one might be a little bit of recency bias. And I feel like I could probably get it later in the draft. But it's up there has become one of my new favorite cereals. And I'm going Captain Crunch Berries.
Oh.
Dude. It's freaking phenomenal. And I probably could have got it later in the draft, but I just still have it in my head and I don't want to risk losing it.
That's a good, I'll tell you what. I have not tried it.
It's,
I have not had it.
I know you
never have done that.
You'll love it. I just know.
Probably would. Yeah. If it's sugar cereal. Okay. That's me.
It's so good.
There we go.
It's so good.
Yeah. That would be awesome. All right. Well, with that, I'll go Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. Dialed. Great cereal.
Absolutely.
I a few days ago, I ate dinner and I was just like, it's so weird if I have Lucky Charms right now.
Fuck.
After dinner. And my mom's like, it's never a bad time to have cereal. And I'm like, thank God you said that because I want Lucky Charms right now. It's almost like a dessert at this point.
Is. Like you know, like that commercial where it's like, is it weird to have eggs for dinner? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. You can have anything that you want. You're an adult.
Exactly.
Grow up.
Like, you having eggs for dinner? That's weird. This isn't weird. Your pants are weird. And it's like up to his nipples.
It is a funny commercial. I'll give him that.
All right. With my second pick. I'm going with my childhood favorite, Hayden.
Yeah.
Can you say it for me?
Rice Krispies.
No.
Frosted Flakes.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops is your childhood favorite?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Dude, I know you. My mom knows you from eating Rice Krispies.
Dude, Rice Krispies is fucking phenomenal. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, like but... you were the Rice Krispie guy.
Like
if
rice,
I said to my mom, like, you're coming over, she's like, I'll get the Rice Krispies.
Because, like, you know, with rice, with Fruit Loops, it was almost like a solar eclipse. It came, like, once every, like, 5 months or however often they come, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Rice Krispies was, like, my go-to, like, everyday cereal. Yeah. But, like, Fruit Loops was the holy grail. Like, I deleted a box as soon as it came it's because it's been so long since I've had it. So Fruit Loops was, yeah, it's like the holy grail in my childhood. So that's gotta go with that as my second pick.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I realized I wrote down Lucky Charms twice on my list. So I actually have 13.
Yeah, all right.
I'm gonna go with one of mine. I know it's controversial, but I'm a big peanut butter and chocolate guy. Give me the Reese's Puffs. Eat them up, eat them up, eat them up.
Yeah, I'm just not a big Reese's Puffs guy.
It's a very distinct and unique cereal.
Like, I think for me, it's a good cereal every once in a while.
Yeah, it's not something that you're, like, buying on the same week that you'd buy, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I've had Cinnamon Toast Crunch for, like, 8 weeks in a row now. Let's try Reese's Puffs.
No, 100%.
Mix that in with like a healthy cereal too. It's not bad.
It's not bad. I agree with you there. All right. For this one, I will now take Rice Krispies.
Okay.
Yeah. It was definitely going to... I wanted it in my first few picks, and I'm glad I have it. Rice Krispies is just snap, crackle, pop. It's dialed. You put a pound of sugar on it.
They're dialed.
Yeah.
I agree.
You put like 8 pounds of sugar on it, and you just feel your teeth degrading with each bite, but you love it.
Delicious.
It's so good. And then if you really want to get frazzled dazzle, you get the vanilla Rice Krispies or the chocolate Rice Krispies. Or...
Yeah. Or you know what? It's so versatile. You make them into Rice Krispie squares.
You want to save yourself time. You can buy them pre-made in the store.
Yeah, but making them homemade is always so much better.
Because then you also get the chunks of marshmallow in the home.
Exactly. Yeah, and that way you can, you know, add how much syrup you want, or you could do something funky with it. Especially if you're super white, you can add nuts to it.
And Rice Krispies gets festive and has like the green and red Rice Krispies in there as well.
Yeah.
It's just food 100%. Coloring, but it makes you feel more festive.
I agree. God, it's so white.
I know.
All right. The next one. I'm going to go with one. No, I have to take this one. I'm going to go with Tony the Tiger. They're
Frosted
great.
Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
All reliable.
Give it to me.
It is one of those cereals, though, that you have to eat in 2.5 minutes or else.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't eat it at the start, too, or else it cuts the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. So it's like there's this gray area where it's like 35 seconds after pouring the milk, and then a minute later, you have to have the bowl finished.
Yeah.
Or else it's terrible.
No, you're 100%.
Yeah. All righty here. What are we going with my next pick here? I think this is another one I have to go. This is like Tim Duncan. You know, like Mr. Fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
One of the goats without being flashy. I'm going Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the Honey Nuts are a staple.
It's almost like I relate it to the OG Doritos, where for the longest time, they were the staple, Honey Nut Cheerios. And then some new branches started coming out. Some new cereals started taking the reins, right? And then as you kind of got older, you realized that what was your favorite before as the OG Doritos and Honey Nut Cheerios is still the best. So, and then they kind of rise right back up to the top, and now they're getting their flowers again. I think Cheerios, Nacho Cheese Doritos, same thing.
Same thing.
Now, that was my TED Talk.
Yeah, that the great TED Talk. Great TED Talk. So, I'm going to take Cheerios off, which is sad, but it's fine. I mean, I got to go with a healthy cereal here. Get at least some, you know, boring on my team, but not boring at all. Give me the mini wheat.
Oh, that was gonna be my next pick, bro.
Yeah, that is how you get to have bowel movements.
Get your fiber, buddy.
Get your fiber right back up in you with the mini wheat.
Yeah, mini wheats are very solid, and then you'd get those like caked frosting ones where it's just like you intentionally save those as your last bite. Yep. Another cereal you have to eat in record time though, because
yes, that will get soupy as fuck.
It just like you go to the bathroom for just a minute too long and it's you're ruined. Your morning's ruined.
Or you take your cereal to your bed and by the time you get there, bang.
Yeah.
It's just soggy shit.
100%. All right. I'm going with a cereal I haven't had in a very long time. but I found that I always had when we went camping.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why I relate the two, but I do for some reason. And that's the honeycomb.
Damn, man. I had the honeycombs on mine.
Honeycomb, dude. It was so underrated during its time. Great cereal. Never misses. Hit the same every single time.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great. That is one I don't think Shaden had a lot as a kid. And when she first had it, she was like, oh my God, my whole world's being flipped upside down.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
All right, give me one. You're never going to actually. Give me the corn pop.
Oh! I was hoping that would slip through your fingers because I was bouncing between honeycomb and corn pops to have.
Absolutely not. Give me the corn pop.
Oh, great cereal.
Yeah, great cereal. And like that is actually one where I do not mind the milk afterwards.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It's like the fruity cereals too. It's like you get that like fruit milk at the end. I mean, like nothing beats the Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk at the end. No. That cinnamon taste is very tasty.
The corn pop one is underrated.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, so for this one, I am going with my chocolate cereal. I'm going Nesquik. For us Canadian kids, the Cocoa Puffs for the American kids. But I never had Cocoa Puffs growing up a lot. It was always Nesquik.
Yep.
And I remember I was listening to a podcast that was based in the States. And they were going through different cereals. And they were like, Nesquik made a cereal? And I was like, fuck yeah, they did. And it was delicious. Like, don't ever disrespect.
Fuck yes, they did, you fuckers.
Yeah. Nesquik was so good, so consistent. Get that chocolate milk at the end.
Mm. And it was like it's the Nesquik chocolate milk. Like, they literally just grinded up the powder into like a sugary ball. They're like, you know what? If you left this and just mixed it, it would be the chocolate milk.
And like, what you would do is like, you know how you. Like, if you pour your milk in first, you're a complete psychopath.
Obviously.
But, like, the only way it's okay is if you go back for a second bowl and leave the milk in.
You still have milk in there, yes.
Especially Nesquik. Now you're starting off with chocolate milk with your Nesquik. Yeah, and then you make that chocolate milk even more chocolatey. And it's just cheat codes.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah.
All right.
Last pick here.
My last pick. Give me another chocolatey cereal. One that I've had in the States multiple times. Give me Count Chocula.
Count Chocula. I can't say I've ever had that.
No, like I said, only in the States. Actually, I think they're here now, but I haven't gotten it just because it was only fun to get them when they're in the States.
Yeah.
But no, they're amazing. They have an user review of 4.6 stars. And what it's referenced as is just the chocolate version of Lucky Charms.
Damn.
Yeah. So I have like two versions of Lucky Charms on my list and I'm not mad at it at all.
Yeah, no, that's fair, bro. That's fair.
Mm.
All right.
I'm glad you think so.
What do I want as my last pick here? I have a cereal on here, but I think I might want to go a different direction. But I can't find any that's really like catching my eye. I feel like I have to pay my peer gluten-free boys some respect. So I'm going to go with my version of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I'm gonna go with Cinnamon Chex.
Oh yeah, Chex. Yeah, okay. Not bad. Not bad at all.
It's a very good cereal, but I don't buy it a lot because of how soggy it gets quick.
Mm.
But And like not all of it's cinnamon. It has like it's like 50-50 split. Some are cinnamon, some are plain.
Yeah.
So like that kind of deters me a bit that not all of them are the same taste. But nonetheless, it's a very good tasting cereal. It's light. You don't feel like too much like a piece of shit after. But like it just goes bad quick. Like it gets soggy quick, which is like kind of deters me a bit. But I didn't.
Kind of throws you off.
Yeah, my last pick was going to be another fruity cereal, and I already have two of them on here, so I didn't want to go that direction.
What was it going
to
be?
Trix.
Oh, yeah, I had Trix. It was between Trix or Count Chocula.
Trix is very good, but I already had Fruit Loops and Cap'n Crunch berries. I didn't need another. Yeah, I would have gotten Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and so I'm like, you know what, I'll go with my next best version of that, and that's Cinnamon Chex, which is a very good cereal, but... Again, it's
not
last pick for a reason.
Yeah.
It's the gluten-free version of CTC.
Exactly. All right. Well, I came up with a draft idea, Jeff.
I love it.
Yeah. This one, give me your starting five.
Okay.
For like a lineup of basketball players.
Yeah.
But only with white people.
Okay.
And these people, they can be fictional characters, i.e. Michael Scott. But
gotcha.
Try to be kind of funny about this.
Okay.
Because I'm not trying to be like white people aren't good at basketball or black people. Generally, black people are definitely better. The majority of NBA players who are black are better than the majority of white people. That's a fact. So you know what? We got to give some love to the Adam Sandlers of the world, the Michael Scotts of the world, you know, the Jim Halperts of the world, or even just like some fucking random ass white people, you know, like Paula Fave on a drunken Saturday who's like, okay, give me this shot.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty here. Okay. So, I'm assuming it's like point guard, shooting guard.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go. Point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center. Okay. So for power forward,
are you going first?
Oh yeah. Let's do heads or tails.
You call it in the air.
Good afternoon.
I'm going to go tails. Hey, Siri, heads or tails?
It's heads this time.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what, Jeff? I'll give you a blessing. I'm going to go second on this one.
No. Oh, so you're deferring.
Yeah, I'm deferring.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Man, what direction do I want to go first here? Are we like taking superheroes out of this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless they're like no, because they're always good at something. Yeah, so you can't do that, yeah.
I don't know what direction I want to go. I think I have
my first pick.
I'm really happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what direction I can go. I am going to go. Let's go with no, I don't know. I have no idea what direction to go first. I wasn't ready for this. Obviously, you weren't ready for this either. But this is, oh, man. Hold on. Let's see this here. I was gonna go like really crazy. And it wouldn't really make sense whatsoever, but it would also kind of make sense.
Okay, well then fuck it, do it. Okay,
I'm gonna have Stewie Griffin run the point and just be those like piece of shit characters to guard, and he would just torment you.
Okay, that's a good one.
And I feel like he can kind of build mods for himself to like beef up with the rest. So screw it, I'm just gonna go Stewie Griffin to run the point.
All right.
I don't know how much I love that because he's a baby, but
hey, point guards are small, man. They're not the ones dunking; they're just facilitators, right?
Exactly. He can figure it out, you know.
All right. Give me the original white man can't jump, Billy Hoyle. Give me Billy Hoyle, Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
Point guard.
Okay. I like that. I like that a lot. Alrighty. That's good. Are you writing yours down?
Yeah.
Okay. I got mine down as well. All right. I searched up top 100 fictional characters, so let's see if we can figure out anything from this. All right. I was going to go Mr. Incredible at center.
Oh, but that'd be OP.
Yeah, but I have no superhero, so I have to go a different direction here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you go that, I'll go Optimus Prime at my center.
Yeah, no, the Hulk.
Oh, I got one. Okay. I hope you don't take this. This is good.
I probably won't because I have no idea what direction to go. I will go with Kevin Malone at small forward.
Yeah, okay.
Because in that one episode of The Office at the end of the basketball game, he was just splashing threes and he's a big
that
body.
That is true. Yeah.
So you can throw him in the post and he'll just hit fadeaway jumpers all day. So,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. I like it. All right. I know he's not a superhero, but you can dispute it as you want. But give me Legolas at the shooting guard position.
Okay.
He's not a superhero, but that guy has accuracy.
Okay, well then I was gonna maybe go Hawkeye for a shooting guard, because technically he's not a superhero, but he's insanely accurate.
I'd say he's a superhero. He fights super villains, all right.
Okay.
If that's what you're comparing to, and if you want to dispute it, then I'll say we cancel out both because I have another pick.
No, it's fine. You can rock with yours. That's okay. All right. That's all right. I'll allow it.
All right.
All right. Shooting guard, power forward, and center. Who can I go? This is tough here. I have no idea what influenced me to go Stewie Griffin at point guard. But let's search something up here. Maybe I can get some influence. Let's. I just saw a picture of Cartman and it made me laugh. But like, I would be such a liability.
Yeah, two short kings on your team.
Imagine. Woo! We would just be absolutely violated.
Absolutely.
Okay, so A lot of different directions we can go. Lots of different directions we can go. But I still don't know what direction to go. So that's lovely.
Great. And yeah, you're right in there.
I love it. I'm so happy with where I'm at. Let's go with Bugs Bunny at shooting guard.
Ah, damn. Okay, okay. Bugs Bunny. Okay.
Does he count as white?
Yeah, I mean, white, gray, whatever.
Actually, I don't know if that counts, though.
Why does it not count?
Like, are you counting Bugs Bunny, or is that kind of...
Yeah, I'll count Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
100%.
All right.
All right. Since you went with one office character, I'm also going to go with an office character. Give me the Slim Reaper, Jim Halpert at center.
Yeah, that's fair.
Get my tall guys up there.
Yeah, I respect it. I respect it. Okay.
There we go. That's a good one. That is a great one, actually, for me.
Okay, let's see where I can go with this. I need a power forward and a center.
Both my forwards. Give me Walter White, because that man can cook.
That is awesome. That's so funny. Oh, I know what direction to go. This guy has to be an absolute monster. Sure of it. Give me Waluigi at center.
Oh, damn.
That guy has to be tall.
Dude, well, let's see. How tall?
I swear to God, if he's like 5'6", I'm going to lose my mind. That guy has to be tall.
The data put Waluigi at 7'7".
That is a center. That's what you want. That's Wembanyama right there.
This is what he says. The data that put Waluigi at 7'7", absolutely dwarfing Luigi in Wario's 5'9" frames. Holy fuck. That is center material right there.
That's what you need out of a center. That guy.
Oh my God. I mean, he's kind of skinny in the legs, but let's see. How does he match up against my center? Oh boy. Oh, he towers over John Krasinski, but
yeah.
Hey, at least, oh fuck. God damn it. All right, fine. Give me a bruiser. I know he's like a small one for his size, but give me Popeye down at the small forward.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Give me the bruiser.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Big Hero 6. What is that? I haven't seen that movie.
Big Hero 6? Fuck, what's his name?
It's like a white marshmallow.
Yeah.
Is that an actual like superhero? Baymont?
No, it's not a superhero. Fuck, why can't I? Baymax, that's what his name is. That's what the robot is.
Oh, so it's a robot. Okay.
Yeah, it's a robot.
So I won't allow that. I won't allow that. Where can I go? I'm just searching up so much like random things here.
Oh, I know, man. It's fucked to try and find that one last one.
Yeah, I just... Oh, do you know... You know what? I think this character could work for as a power forward.
All right.
He gets dirty. You know, he gets in those dirty areas.
Yeah.
Give me Mr. Clean as my power forward.
Oh, Mr. Clean. That's a good one. Let's see. How tall do they have Mr. Clean?
Oh, no. I feel like he gives off 6'4" energy.
6 foot. All right. That's
terrible power forward, but
that is, yeah. What?
It is what it is. It is what it is.
Now I have to think about mine here. Just love it when you search up tall white fictional characters and it gives you a whole goddamn size.
Yeah, I searched up big white characters.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh yeah, okay. I think I got my power forward. Let's just see. Oh god damn it, really? He's only that tall? Oh, I really wanted to do it, but you know what? I still might have to do it because he'll match up against yours. Coming in at 6 foot, but 6'3" with the hair. The muscular man. The all-worldly dudes of dudes.
Johnny Bravo.
Give me Johnny Bravo.
I fucking knew it.
At the power forward.
Yeah, you want to know how short my backcourt is? Or front court?
Dude, short.
Bugs Bunny is 4 foot with his ears. Let's just see how tall Stewie Griffin is.
Okay.
2'7". Kevin Malone's probably a solid 6'1". 6'2", maybe.
Did I lose you?
Oh, no, I have a short roster. How tall is Kevin Malone? Brian Baumgartner is 6'1".
Yeah.
Mr. Clean's 6, and then Waluigi is 7'7". So Waluigi is just going to be rim protecting, and then Griffin's just going to be throwing it up as high as possible, and then Waluigi is just going to be catching it.
Hey, I also think I have a short as fuck lineup, too. Unless Popeye surprises me with his height here. he does not. He's literally just the bruiser on the inside. My small forward is small at 6. my tallest players are 6'3". That is Jim Halpert and Johnny Bravo. Woody Harrelson and Legolas come an inch apart from each other, 5'11 and 5'10. And then Popeye is 5'6". But you know what? I'm cool with that.
Yeah. You know what?
I got absolute dogs on my team.
I just like Bugs Bunny has his experience in Space Jam.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's so true.
So I got that. That's where the idea came from.
Mm-hmm.
I realistically should have picked Lola Bunny because she was the splash master on that team.
Yeah.
She was facilitating Michael Jordan. So like she was the go to that movie. Stewie Griffin, he's like the Pat Beverly of the team. He is strictly on the team to
make
the other players foul out. That's why I got him on the team.
Because
There's always that one player you're playing against where it's like, I want him on my team just so I don't have to play against him.
I agree.
Not because of his talent, just because I hate playing against him. That's Stewie Griffin. Kevin Malone splashes. We saw it. We have video evidence of it.
Yep.
Mr. Clean, I just feel like he's a stocky body that's good in the post. And then Waluigi's tall. So decent roster build.
But I like it.
Fringe bubble team, probably first round exit. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, yeah. I don't really feel like my team is any better. You know, you got Halpert, you know, Slim Reaper. We saw how he plays in front of his love of his life. You know, maybe he has to have that little edge.
Oh yeah, Andy.
Popeye, you know, give him some spinach and he'll be good for the game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't need water, just needs spinach. Johnny Bravo, you're talking about cool as a cucumber. All right, that's Johnny Bravo's alley. Legolas, he's like the quiet shooting guard that just, you give the ball to him in open space, he's not missing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Billy Hoyle, he's just the guy. You know, has a movie about him. White Man Can't Jump. He proved them wrong.
Undy.
I think he's probably the only guy that could actually dunk on this team.
Probably.
We love it, though.
We love it. All right, Ed, that was fun. I think we're just going to cut it short here. That was a good little KBNR draft we did. Draft segments so. Here. I really have to pee and go to the bathroom really in general. I
as well.
So where can the people follow you?
On X and Instagram at Hayden_Barton.
Follow me on Instagram at Drevin.Lefave, on X at Drevin Lefave, and find everything for the show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LeftSideHeavy_. Please rate and review the show. It really helps grow the show. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Peace.